Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Mrs. Polifax and the Second Thief by Dorothy Gilman, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This book is copyrighted 1993 by Dorothy Gilman Butters. This recording is copyrighted 1993 by Recorded Books. In this, the 10th in the Mrs. Polifax series, the inimitable and irrepressible Emily P. finds herself on the way to Sicily. Her old friend John Sebastian Farrell is there, and as usual, only Mrs. Polifax can get him out of the trouble he's gotten himself into once again. And now, Mrs. Polifax and the Second Thief.
Chapter 1. Mrs. Polifax stood under a dripping umbrella and wondered why it so often rained at funerals. "Or at burials," she amended, staring out from under her umbrella at sodden flowers heaped around the grave, and a dozen figures in black, heads bowed as the words, "Ashes to ashes, dust to dust," were intoned. She, too, was in black, wearing a veil that scratched her nose and made her very much want to sneeze. Resisting this compulsion, she gripped her purse more firmly in front of her with both hands and moved edgily to the left and then to the right. From the look of the sullen gray sky overhead, she guessed the gentle rain was about to become a downpour, and at the same time she realized the last prayer was over, and the figures around the grave were stirring, eyes opening, heads turning. A man to one side of Mrs. Polifax glanced at her and said, "A sad day." "Yes," she said. She gave him an appropriately wan smile from behind her veil.